This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Someone asked, if I want to learn about Islam, where do I begin? Well, that's a big question, and it has a different answer depending on who you are, what your skills are, and what are your goals. Okay, do you want to become a scholar? Do you want to be a student of knowledge? Do you want to have direct access to our intellectual sort of heritage and the scholarly tradition? Then you need to learn Arabic. There's no getting around that. If you just want to kind of benefit yourself and not kind of go through that much trouble to learn Arabic, then you're going to be limited in what you can do from the English language, because there's not very much in the English language, to be frank. But there's still things that you can do. But again, it goes back to, what are your goals? Are your goals to understand more about the fiqh side of worship, like what to do and what are the sort of different opinions about there, and what are sort of the bounds of the Sharia that are kind of okay to move in? Or are you someone who's trying to strengthen your faith? Are you somebody who's trying to understand more the history of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? So there's not one answer, right? I would say that for somebody who is an English language speaker and who is not really trying to be a student of knowledge or anything like that, then the two things that person should focus on the most, in addition to the Quran, obviously everybody needs a relationship with the Quran, but the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and understanding Allah's names and attributes, right? Those are the two most impactful things in my experience and in my reflection when it comes to developing yourself as a believer. Because anybody can quote you a hadith or quote you an ayah of the Quran, it doesn't mean that they've understood it, and it doesn't mean that they're understanding it in the way that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam understood it. When you read the seerah and you see what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did, you're getting all of the Quran and the Sunnah applied in action, right? So it's a very, very efficient and dense sort of way to get yourself up to speed and educate yourself. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean, most of people's struggles in life come from not understanding who Allah is, and we've made videos about this before. So a person really needs to, if they want an impact in their day-to-day experience of faith, their experience of their relationship with Allah or lack thereof, then they need to educate themselves about who Allah is. And they need to start looking around the creation and trying to find signs for those attributes and characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. That's in a nutshell what I think is sort of generic advice without knowing any individual details. That's generic advice for English speakers. For English speakers and people who don't necessarily have high aspirations, for people who have higher aspirations than that, then there's no way except by the Arabic language. You have to learn Arabic. And there's so many tools out there, you know, even more tools. I had more tools when I started learning Arabic than people that started 10 years before me. And people who are starting now after me have even more tools than I had. So it really is, you know, we're talking about habitus and discipline and, you know, these sorts of things with Ar-Raghba Isfahani. It's really just about habit, right? Don't get psyched out by how long the road is. All you have to do is develop the habits, good habits. You work on your Arabic for an hour a day. It's something that anybody can do, almost anybody at least. And so that's the quickest way. It kind of lulls you into a false sense of security to delve too much into the English language literature, because you're always going to use it as a crutch. Whereas the quicker that you get into Arabic, the quicker you're able to access, you know, the scholarly tradition that we have, and the more that you're going to be able to understand.